Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, April 15th, 2009. All the geek and oh my god, it's tax time.
It's tax time, baby. Hope you got that money in, yo. I found my stuff.
Taxes?
Late yesterday, I found it because we had lost it, which is not good.
Now, didn't you determine this time that it was not actually we that lost it, but
she lost it this time. So yeah, it's all good, man.
That's always good. When you're not in trouble. Ha ha. This date in 1738, the bottle opener was invented.
Well, that's nice.
Which led to, of course, to the creation of AA.
Because we'd all still be thirsty, though. You got the bottle, but no opener. Like that Married with Children episode when they're out in the middle of nowhere and the Hicks sell them soda for stupidly low price, but then charge out $5
for the bottle opener.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, on this day in 1912, the British passenger liner, the RMS Titanic, sank in the...
It actually did.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, you know, on this date in 1912, the fourth dimension was described by Einstein as time.
Yeah?
The fifth dimension became known as a bunch of silly damn, 70s people singing Up, Up, and Away.
Sure, and the Aquarius? You get Billy Preston? You got Marilyn McCoo, who later hosted Solid... Oh, yeah!
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah!
Wow. This date in 1923, the first sound on film in a public performance was shown at Radio Theater in New York City.
New York City!
Ah!
Get a rope! This date, 1938, Huey, Dewey, and Louie first appeared as Donald Duck's nephews.
Well, thank
God.
In
the cartoon Donald's Nephews, but unfortunately... They're actually actors.
No!
You mean they were just drawings with voices?
Afraid so.
Oh, damn it.
Afraid so.
Well, it is Leonardo da Vinci's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday,
Leo. Born on this
Leo.
Day in 1452. And then just for some contrast, American pornographic actress Seika was born on this day in 1954.
Wow. Huh? Emma Watson is 19. That's Hermione from Harry Potter. 19.
Emma.
Mm-mm. Seth Rogen.
19.
Seth Rogen is 27 today.
Well, Emma Thompson was born on this day in 1959. I like Emma Thompson, actress. So Samantha Fox was born
indeed.
On this day in 1966 because naughty girls need love too.
The posters of her I had on the wall.
Oh my.
And Lois Childs is 62. That's Dr. Holly Goodhead in Moonraker. Huh?
Wow.
Goodhead. I get jokes.
Wow. You sound like ass. Who are you?
I sound better though. Oh, we didn't do any of that, did we?
Nah, I didn't.
Well, the guy who didn't introduce anybody was Billy Flynn.
What are you people? On dope?
A little bit.
You actually sound like someone crawled up and died in your throat.
That's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, the vicar.
It's so humiliating being posted to the women's wing just because I'm genitally challenged.
Wow.
Oh.
I thought we weren't going to bring that up anymore.
Hey, you're the one that wanted the intros,
so
right?
You were boarding a plane for Denver, Colorado to head to
tomorrow.
Starfest tomorrow, and they're going to have to move several wings of people down the plane away from
I'm gonna
you.
I'm going
to
be fine.
Because no one wants to be in the pestilence row.
I'm going to be fine because I'm going to be right up there next to Katie Sackhoff.
Oh, yeah. All right. You want to see the television tonight there?
Might as well. It's
Let's
not that
do
good.
It. No, it's not. I have very little.
Reruns of New Adventures of Old Christine, Gary and Married, Criminal Minds, CSI New York, all of them, reruns.
Well, listen, you can go over to American Movie Classics, AMC from 1965 for a few dollars more. He's
Good
still
movie.
Got no name,
nope.
But he's badass.
And he's got some more cash.
Well, that's true, yeah.
ABC tonight has Scrubs, they've got Better Off Ted, and of course they have a new Lost.
Well, of course, yeah.
And which this episode is entitled Some Like It Hoth.
I've never really
done a Star Wars thing, but can't wait to see. And The Unusuals is on as well.
Well, the Biography Channel tonight, you can watch Sly Stallone. Really an interesting guy, you know. He's a writer and all this other stuff.
So,
check it out. He's cool.
And maybe they'll show some stuff from Oscar, because that's a good movie.
Disney Channel has got Halloween Town.
Ooh.
In April.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Nothing gets me in the mood more. Fox has new bones. And American Idol, someone is eliminated.
No.
With extreme prejudice.
FX tonight, Transporter 2 is
Electric
on twice. Boogaloo? Now, I think it would have been cleverer with those time blocks had they played Transporter, followed by Transporter 2. But
no,
they're avant-garde over there.
Yeah, you would have thought. Tonight on the CW and America's Next Top Model, overseas locations are revealed.
Oh, Ooh. My. Oh, my goodness.
On A&E, on The Exterminators, it's Bobcat Invasion.
Oh, God. I hate when that happens. You open the fridge. There's another one! Sci-Fi Channel, new Ghost Hunters entitled Titanic Terror.
Yeah, say, all you can see is Leonardo DiCaprio standing, hovering at you.
All icy and shit.
God. Animal Planet tonight on night. It's tracking hyenas and vampire bats.
See, why would you do that?
I have no idea.
Let them go, man. TMC, Turner Classic Movies with Sleepy Hollow, which was okay.
Yeah, you know.
And 1408.
Ooh, no, that was
okay.
Good. I liked it. Okay, on the History Channel tonight, it's Superhuman People with Incredible Powers.
Ah!
I don't know like what, though. They didn't tell us that. TV Land's got a new episode of The Cougar on this evening.
Oh, I've seen the ads for that. Meow.
Yes. Table of Milk for Saucer 2? No. Saucer of Milk for Table 2.
I don't care. That's VH1 Classic 100 Greatest One-Hit Wonders of the 80s is on tonight.
That's good. I've got that on my DVR to watch. TNT showing Scorpion King 2. Answering all the burning questions.
Right, left from the first one, sure.
Left by the first movie. But if I'm watching anything this fine evening, it's on the Hallmark Channel because a former convict blackmails a high school teacher after she develops a close friendship with his son.
Oh.
Tonight, Ashley Jones and Chris Mulkey and Eric Knudsen star in A Teacher's Son.
So who's Chris Mulkey?
Chris Mulkey? I have no idea. I thought someone else has to know who they are.
Dearest Vicar, I've always been proud of my large diction.
Whoa!
But I may have to admit that due to some words that you've used recently, your diction is bigger than mine. The vicaress must be so pleased. Why would she know? Time to cash in on this rewriting the classics. Maybe you could write War and Peace and Werewolves or Gone with the Wind and Dragons, Hugs and Kisses, Corey.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
Yeah, I like that. That's fun.
I'd like that. Let's see. That big thing in the sky? What the heck is it? Oh, I need to get the 360 fixed soon. Although my house has never been so clean, and I might actually get my bike out. Yay, spring. And hey, Mr. Vicar, where were you on Monday? You didn't even make the first one? That makes Drace a sad panda.
Oh, yeah.
Two regular shows and the live RavenCon. Come on, you can do it. And to answer the's question, no, that sounds freaky, although I could make a temporary tattoo of that image. Would that work? Love and 70-degree weather. Finally, that's from Dre, sorry.
I want to know what
the
Bruce mascot asked her to do. That's not a good thing to ask. What did the Bruce ask you to do? Unless you're under oath when you got no choice. But
it's one of those things you can learn by listening to the Sweekly Baby.
Yeah, show us on the doll. Show us on the doll.
Where did he touch you?
I'm ashamed to admit that I've seen a couple of those direct-to-home theater American Pie releases, and I felt dirty. The good news is that with Tara Reid returning, Ardzar, she'll probably get naked. That's true.
Yeah, but it's after that bad boob job.
I know, it's the bad boobs. Anyway, as for the John Shays Lex Luthor, he did eventually go bald as Lex in season 3 of the show. Yes, I was a Lois and Clark fanboy, so until Sarah Michelle Gellar leaves Freddie Prinze Jr., for me, make mine GRD Big Orange. Michael.
Yeah, good luck on that one. You should also note today that the fine patron saint of this programming, podcasting, Rich Siegfried, has informed us that due to some server maintenance, the forums will be down for a few hours today.
Oh,
so
okay.
Don't panic.
Be prepared. Finally, yes. Jonathan in Birmingham writes, Dear Internet Celebs, you guys are doing a great job that I will bow before you guys that are gods of the podcast world. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
In response to your weekly show about doing laser tag, I wanted to say I've played for 15 years, little
man. Wow.
So, Billy, next time you go to laser tagging, ask if you guys could play in the dark. It's a lot of fun. Now, that's not something a man usually should say to another man.
No.
But there we go.
Ask
him
if he played.
Listen, if you want to write us, please do.
Yes.
We love mail.
Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flintstress, all at GeekRadioDaily.com. We'll be back with a look inside the long box in your geekified news this Wednesday, April 15th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Word.
When I think of fan fiction, I usually think, well, let's just say that quality is not the first thing I think of.
Codename Starkeeper blew me away.
Starkeeper brings back the magic of Star Wars.
A great story from somebody with more knowledge, love, and respect for the original trilogy than George Lucas himself.
The wide-eyed wonder that I felt when I first saw it as a very young child.
The characters are colorful and engaging.
The quality of the writing, production, and the acting are all top-notch.
The soaring excitement of when the Millennium Falcon first took off.
The action is gripping and the humor is spot-on.
I only have one problem. You're only producing 8 episodes.
This isn't just a worthy fan production. It's the best new Star Wars story to come along in years.
Codename Starkeeper is my favorite full-cast fan fiction podcast.
Bravo to Indiana Jim and his entire cast. The Force is definitely strong with them.
Star Wars, codename Starkeeper. Winner of 6 Star Wars Fanworks Fan Audio Awards, including Best Audio Drama, Best Director Jim Perry, and Best Mixer Joe Harrison. Available now in all 8 episodes.
100% podcaster babble free.
At www.indianajim.net and StarWarsFanWorks.com.
Oh, Jim, we're not bailing you out when the Lucas people come after you for that music.
Jim Hoops? I don't know no Jim. Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, April 15th, 2009. And there are people that have been in line all day long.
I like
with their, what you got, what?
I like the mysticism.
Sorry. Thanks for that.
Actually, Washington, D.C. reference,
Batman
people.
Batman number 14. That's a very serious book, man.
Yes, indeed it is. At your friendly local neighborhood comic shop today, Boom Studios Eureka number 4 is out, as well as Farscape Strange Detractors number 1 of 4.
Holy crap!
Dark Horse has the Planet of Beer soft cover.
Oh, I like that. Well, Dark Horse also has your Star Wars Clone Wars, the penultimate issue. Issue number 5 of 6 is out today.
Sir, DC Comics has issue 100 of 100 Bullets.
I saw that.
Out
very
today.
Cool. Bravo to you guys for making it that far. Fables 83 is out, the Great Fables crossover part 1.
Air number 8 is out, as well as Green Lantern Corps number 35, which is a Blackest Night prelude, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Oracle number 2 of 3, a Batman Battle for the Cowl tie-in. Tiny Titans 15, which is an awesome book.
Green Arrow,
and X-Files
Black
6 of 6.
Green Arrow, Black Canary's out, too.
Yeah. Issue 19. Well, I was letting me that for you.
If they do a porno of the Birds of Prey cast, it would be called Orifice, I think.
That one would be. Dynamite Entertainment has Battlestar Galactica, the Cylon War number 3 of 4, The Man with No Name number 9, who apparently today has a few dollars more.
Masquerade
number 1 and Super Zombies number 2.
Oh, don't forget El Zorro.
Oh, El Zorro.
El Zorro, issue 12.
He seemed a little,
issue number, what's 12 in Spanish?
December.
Okay, thank you. It's been a long time, man.
IDW Publishing, American McGee's Grimm, number 1. Is that like Mother Goose and Grimm? Because I can't wait to see the serious twisted look on
funny.
That dog.
That was funny. I like that.
Doctor Who Classics, series 2, number 5. G.I. Joe Cobra, number 2. Star Trek Alien Spotlight. Klingons! Woo!
They
got stuff on their heads.
Look at them. Marvel Bumpies. Comics, you got Marvel Apes hardcovers out. Are
really?
You excited?
No,
excited.
Not at all. No. Dark Tower Sorcerer, number 1, is out today. Uh-huh. As well as Ender's Shadow Battle School, number 4 or 5. That's
nice.
A little more exciting. Halo Uprising, number 4. I'm thrilled about that.
How
Secret
about,
Invasion Aftermath Beta Ray Bill Green of Eden number 1.
Oh,
huh?
I like Beta,
Beta
Ray Bill.
Bill. There you go.
Like some Walt Simonson. Good stuff, man.
If I'm going to watch anything, read anything, it's going to be from Zenoscope Entertainment, because they've got Beyond Wonderland number 6 of 6, and they also have the Living Corpse Hack/Annual number 1.
Yes.
Because that, my friend, is how you rock the comic book
shop. That's what I'm
shop.
Talking about. What?
I'm not wearing any pants.
What?
Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The Star Trek movie has gone through yet another time warp.
Oh, no!
They've changed the time the movie's out again. This time not the date, just the time. Thursday, May 7th at midnight,
uh-huh.
We were supposed to have it. Now you can go as early as Thursday, May 7th, 7 p.m.
Oh, crazy talk.
That way you can do the early premiere and still get home in time and take a nap.
Yeah, and they can still get that extra day of box office.
Damn
for the
right.
opening weekend.
And they'll get it from me.
From IO9, in discussing Iron Man 2, Scarlett Johansson talked about her exercise and diet routine to get into superhero shape and mentioned her latex cat suit. So,
yes,
Black Widow will wear her traditional garb. Although, it's black leather. That's what all the Marvel heroes wear in the movies anyway. I wasn't too worried, but I'm glad to see it because I'm a fan. Yay.
It is time to announce the cessation of the current run of Starlog as a print magazine.
Oh, wow.
After 33 years of considering the present state of the economy, quote, we feel it is time for a major revamp and will be temporarily discontinuing publication while the model and redesign of the magazine are contemplated and executed. That's, Kerry O'Quinn and Norman Jacobs started the magazine in 76. They're moving it to online only. They're hoping they'll be able to bring it back as a actual magazine later. But for right now, my friends, there is no Starlog on your shelves.
Loved Starlog,
man. That makes
me
a sad panda.
That's how we used to look and see what movies were coming out. From Reuters News Service, 70s porn legend Marilyn Chambers died last week. This is old news, but I haven't mentioned it yet.
Right.
And I like to talk about porn.
Old news. Yeah,
found dead in L.A., 56 years old. Autopsy would be carried out, but they're not looking at foul play. Marilyn Taylor, her real name, began in the adult film industry in 1972. I don't know about survivors, but the body was found by a 17-year-old daughter, so you have at least one
there
daughter.
You go.
Ran for the vice presidency in 2004 on the personal choice party ticket.
I did not
And released
that.
The disco single Benihana in 1976.
Wow! Benihana!
Yeah,
love. Slash Film reports that Fox is airing an extended look at Terminator Salvation tonight during that show, Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the promo that aired during the 24 advertising and extended preview said that the movie was PG-13. So if we look again tonight, we should see whether or not it still is PG-13.
That's
because
good.
Apparently the end of the world is no longer R-rated.
That's right. We'll find out. From IGN this summer, more Transformers, baby.
You can't
They're
stop
more
them.
Than meets the eye. Michael Bay told MTV that Revenge of the Fallen is 4 minutes longer than the last one.
Oh, my God. That's the wrong button. Sorry.
I'm about done.
Okay.
4 minutes longer than the last one. That's 147 minutes of Robots in Disguise. Wow, that's a long-ass Transformer movie.
As long as it's giant robots blowing shit up, it
we
doesn't matter.
Care.
That's
okay.
Really the point. Am I safe to push it
now?
Now
you can do
okay.
it.
Okay, good Lord.
You're good.
Geek Radio Daily. Licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative United States 3.0 license. Woo. That time I think I got it absolutely right.
There you go.
You're hey, awesome. Yeah. You got the Vicar the next couple of days because I'm going to Denver.
Starfest,
you can check
baby.
Us out. Go to the main page at geekradiodaily.com. There's buttons there. You'll be able to see live streaming. It's going to be fantastic. And you'll be able to interact with us, as well as drop us a note at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Friends to Solid geekradiodaily.com.
Uh-huh.
You got the touch. You got the power.